audience, my goodness. I was going to go with it. Rickles. Came back. You go to school here?
Yeah.
Are you play with the jazz band at all?
The two band. Another band.
Is this the one band? When I was in college, I was in the eight band. Just me and one other guy. Phil Puglisi. He played the piccolo, trumpet and piccolo. Our big number was Take the A-Train. We did good. When I was young, I went to City College in L.A. And I remember a real huge fat girl that went to school there. And she, I don't know if she did go to school there. Me and Bob Del Wardy and Irving Bush. Irving Bush manages the Philharmonic now, and Bob Del Wardy teaches at Northridge. And I'm just hoping to get new tires for my Volkswagen. But I did two movies last year. I did one with one called Lush Life with Jeff Goldblum and Forrest Whitaker. They played jazz musicians, which was great. Jeff Goldblum was the perfect guy to play the fly. Doesn't he look like that? He does. Forrest Whitaker is just... So it was a ball making that woman. I mean, in front and talking to the guys in between. And Jeff would either be going like this or flossing his teeth. Forrest... I've noticed are really wonderful guys. They have some kind of sort of an ego thing with their, you know. This has no end to it or start. I hate these guys. I hated them both. Don't tell them I said that. Because Jeff Goldblum would get up and play the piano. Plays terrible piano. You just give him. You know, and all the girls loved him. There were girls climbing all over him. And Forrest Whitaker. But that's show business. It's a lot. But then politicians, they must be worse than actors. Now we're, what is the country coming to now? Are we going to bomb Bosnia or Sarajevo or the Russians? What are we, the Russians are spying on us and we're giving them billions of dollars? This seems like a dysfunctional relationship. This is like something I would get involved in. So I've always picked out the wrong girl. I could be at the Rose Bowl when it's fully packed and spot the wrong girl across the most dysfunctional girl. I go and say, can I get you something? Coffee? A house? So let's do this. This is a song by Nelson Riddle. It's a great arrangement that I got from Ella Fitzgerald. She didn't know it though, so I would say. We're playing for Chicago at the Singers Society. Well, thank you very much. Very nice suit. I like that suit you have. You're a very attractive guy. he's an attractive guy, isn't he? A young guy, very close shave. Those things are important. Rickles. You and him? You used to date each other? Michael, would you come up here too? Come on, come up here. So beautiful. And what's your first name again?
Judy.
Judy. So beautiful, Judy. Is gonna have an artist on your clothing? So beautiful. Years. I figured it out. If I keep improving at the rate that I am now, I don't quite have time enough to get good. Okay, no sir.